Abdul Baha Abbas, Persian teacher, to convert Denver, September 26, 1912, Denver publication, The Denver Colorado Post. Abdul Baha Abbas, Persian priest and prophet of the Baha'u'llah's religion and his routine, by Francis Wayne. A man of God has come to town. With the arrival yesterday of Abdul Baha Abbas, a quicker spirit of tolerance, of brotherly love, of sincerer charity, of all those virtues which lift man above the beast was given wing, and must before his departure have its effect upon every man and woman who comes within the radius of this wise man of the East. Abdul Baha entered the city without any of the glitter or pomp which is the attribute of nobility. Came a simple, stooped old man, his heavy figure clothed in a white coat, his venerable head swathed in a turban, companioned by five devoted servants of the faith he preaches, and by a reputation for sanctity and holiness which makes of the most hardened cynic a respectful spectator. It was with a sense of levity that I received the assignment to call on the Baha. Another of those Oriental teachers and prophets come to work on the emotions of women and long-haired men, I thought. Another of those cunning gentlemen of Persia who have deep wisdom concerning the spiritual strivings and material cupidities of this, our native land. In such fettle, I approached the presence in his apartments at the Shirley. In a far corner of the room, leaning back in his chair, as though oppressed by a great weariness, his white beard flowing over his breast, his brown hands carrying one simple jeweled ring folded, and his eyes sending a kindly greeting towards the door, sat the Baha. The women were there too. Such women they were as one finds in all the forward movements by which the city is uplifted and advanced on its journey towards righteousness. Nothing spectacular in this wise man. There was nothing theatrical, nothing spectacular in the scene. The atmosphere was vital, with that brand of religion which can emanate only from one who is utterly pure in heart, who has found the truth by mining his way through great tribulation, and whose life has been purged of all dross by the length and unselfishness of it. The story of this man is rich in romance. Imprisoned for 20 years, exiled after that because he proclaimed the doctrine of brotherly love, equality of all men, and the need of a recognition of the value of a spiritual life, his estate confiscated, he set out to give the message to the world at large. That he travels with a routine of men and servants shows that somewhere and somehow he has stored up goods against a rainy day. But the storing is done that he may give, give, and give again. This explanation is made by Dr. Amin Farid, the interpreter, who brings a flowing radiance and beauty to the Baha's sentiments, expressed in Persian, which can only be comprehended by hearing. Why was that man imprisoned? I asked Dr. Farid. Why was Christ crucified? He answered quickly. The truth always has to fight its way through blood and human suffering, and the truth that the Baha has to deliver is no exception. Abdul Baha is, first of all, a constructionist. He believes that the time of building is at hand, and to this end, war among the nations must cease. Looking upon his audience of visitors this morning, he said, speaking through his interpreter, "This is the Lord's Supper. Material food is of little importance. It is knowledge, comprehension, good deeds, knowledge of God, the virtues of the human word, the perfection of the kingdom. This kind of food is acceptable. Whenever you desire to give a reception for me, prepare such a table. Such food of companionship gives enrichment to the spirit, makes men more heavenly, and suffers the world of humanity to become illumined. That America shines in the vision of the Baha as a great hope, but that it must wake up to its shortcomings if its destiny is to be great was indicated in this statement. Blessings of God are upon American people. The country of America is a good country. From every standpoint, material happiness has been prepared for the people. Vast and spacious in this continent, and it is overflowing with the blessings of God. In this continent, you find all blessings, and freedom discovers its highest fruitage. It should be a continent of happiness and comfort. But it is in need, however, of influences of divine civilization. It needs the sun of reality. It is in need of spiritual culture, education. In need of the virtues of the ideal. In need of the effulgences of the kingdom of God, that its people may become reinforced to institute universal peace and become enabled to serve the world of humanity. America must wake up so this people may cause the spiritual progress of the world. Its lights may shine, hearts become illumined, and virtue revealed. The Baha talks with a strong voice, sitting moveless, as he speaks and waits for Dr. Farid to pass on his message. Remembering that David Starr Jordan, in his Unseen Empire, had asserted that peace would only be possible when the pawnbrokers of the world agreed upon it, I asked the Baha what part women must play in bringing about universal peace, and to this he answered without pause. If equal education is given to women, if they are trained according to the highest standards, that is, if they are given the education of men and made equal in all human rights, even suffrage, then they will be enabled to serve international peace extraordinarily. These young men who go to war, trained by women during their early years, for at least 20 years, women have the molding of men and go through many vicissitudes that they may educate them. Undoubtedly, women will come to the point where they will not suffer their children to go into the battlefield and be torn to pieces, that the end of politicians and money changers may be served. For the son is well beloved to his mother, and she will not give her consent. Therefore, when women receive the right to vote in all provinces, they will strive so that warfare may be taken away from the world. Gospel of Brotherly Love, his teaching. The Baha'i movement, of which Abdu'l-Bahá is the apostle, does not aim to place any of the accepted faiths by which mankind is striving to climb to redemption and happiness. It points out the big fundamental spiritual truths and the way to come at them and live by them. Certainly Denver has not in the past been honored by the presence of a Lear man, that this simple-hearted Persian, whose only weapon is the word, this he gives unto hearers in that ornate, courteous voice that is like rich embroidery. Last night the Baha held a reception at the home of Mrs. Sidney Roberts in Sherman Street. Tonight at the Divine Science Church at West 38th and Perry Street, he will give an address, and tomorrow night arrangements have been made for a meeting at the Shirley Hotel, to which the public is invited. If you have a word or an essence which a brother has not, offer it with the tongue of love and kindness. If it is accepted, the end is attained. If not, with regard to him, deal not harshly, but pray.